Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us on Let's Face the Issues. As we do each and every day, let me remind you that you can call in, join in the dialogue and the discussion. We're going to be having some hot topics today that we'll be dealing with from a Christian perspective. Let me remind you, as we deal with issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible. And may I say to you, God's Word should be the focal point of all that's said and done on a global basis. That is, what we see taking place, what we hear taking place, what we see in Ukraine, what we hear taking place with Russia, with North Korea, with Israel, et cetera, what we see taking place with the deceit that has been going on now for almost 3 years as a result of what is called the January 6th insurrection and the lie that's been perpetrated there, as we see what has been taking place, holding our men in jail as political prisoners for almost 3 years now, and what we see taking place in relationship to the collapsing of the financial markets in America, all of these things can be looked at through the prism of the Word of God. That's not something that is taking God by surprise. What we see happening today does not cause God to be worried or anxious about what is happening. Keep in mind, God is totally in control, and this is something that we can go to the Scripture and see what God is saying. We're talking about today financial collapse, federal corruption, and future chaos in America. Now, that sounds doom and gloomish, doesn't it? But I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that what we're seeing today is not too difficult to recognize from an eschatological prophetic viewpoint, because God's Word tells us about these things that are coming, and we're watching them coming now, closer and closer, as far as the events, as the Scripture talks about in the prophetic text, about birth pangs, as the birth pangs get heavier, as the birth pangs get closer together, it's time for birth. We're watching that take place, and God's Word said it. That settles it. We need to look at it from that perspective and understand that God has things in control. It's taken us by surprise, perhaps. It will shake many people in America, and it will cause multitudes of grave situations and circumstances to arise as a result of it, but we need to recognize what God is doing. God's getting our attention as a nation. And so as we look at the issues today, financial collapse, federal corruption, and future chaos in America, and I want you to understand that we look forward to your dialogue and discussion on these multiple issues today. We could talk about dozens of others. These are the top news headline getters. These are the things that are happening on the forefront. And as we look at them, we're going to talk about them. And we'll talk about part of this discussion today. We'll be dealing with what is happening in our election. What is taking place in the election here in the Jacksonville area? The last day of the election is March the 21st. That's just a few days before us. We'll talk about some of the candidates. Who should we vote for the mayor of the city of Jacksonville? I've got some information for you that I believe will be shocking, surprising, and yet welcomed by the conservatives that's listening. May I remind you, the Scripture says in John 8:31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. John 8:31 and 32, and then Jesus says, John 14:6, I am truth. And further, the Lord Jesus makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where he says, thy word is truth. And then in Psalms 117, verse 2, it says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. And so may I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, today, We need to recognize what is taking place and understand that we have an answer based on the biblical text. May I say to you today, it is the truth portion, the truth factor that we need to understand. It is truth that needs to be embraced. It is the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that precisely true today, if I can use that turn on the words. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. But I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth. And defend the truth, even to death. And may I challenge each and every one of us to do that today. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. And be willing to stand, if we have to stand alone, and defend the truth. The truth of the Word of God, which embraces all that we see in the realm of the political arena, in the realm of the social economic arena. It covers everything in relationship to the truth found in the Word of God about morals and ethics and values and biblical truth and theological and doctrinal truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The Tools for Time knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a benchmark, an identifier, a monument, if you will. It's a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flagpole and the flag. At the base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment. The Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of its staff to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word intended it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone lines are open. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're listening by way of internet, it's 904-831-0917. That's the telephone number that gets you right through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue today. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, it's not difficult when we see things taking. Listen, when we look at the floods that are taking place on the left coast, when we look at the snowstorms, the ice storms, and snow banking up 10, 12, 14 feet, when we see the earthquakes and the tornadoes and the hurricanes hitting places across America, we're not looking at Mother Earth. We're looking at Father God. We're not looking at the Green New Deal. We're not looking at climate change, climate control, or global warming. We're looking at God's hand carrying out God's word and telling us in his word in advance of what he's going to do and what will take place. It's not too difficult to recognize the eschatological truths of the Bible when we see it coming to fruition, as we're watching today in America. We see the scripture talks about a food famine, fuel famine, financial famine. And ladies and gentlemen, these things are taking place now, and it is an indication of God's wrapping up this old universe. It's an indication that what the Bible calls the rapture of the church, the sudden seizure, the snatching out, the Latin term, the rapturus, the sudden snatching away of the bride of Christ, that's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And may I tell you, as I've warned so many times from the pulpit and on the air, we need to be ready. We need to know Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, because God is wrapping up this old world as we know it today. It's getting time for the rapture of the church, the sudden seizure of those that have said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. And for those that are the Calvinists, those that are of the persuasion there won't be a rapture, you also believe that somehow, some way, that God's predetermined you're going to be saved, whether you want to or not. Ladies and gentlemen, that's unbiblical. It is not theological. It's doctrinal fraud. It is fictional error. It is the false teachings that we hear so much today. So I want to warn us that we need to watch the hand of God. It was Dr. Adrian Rogers a number of years ago that said, if you want to know what God's doing, watch Israel. He said, Israel is God's timepiece. Israel, the nation of Israel, is the hour hand. Jerusalem is the minute hand. You want to see what God's doing? Watch the hour hand and the minute hand, and we'll know what God is doing. That's very well stated today, because we see what's taking place in Israel. In just a few days, I'll be doing a special broadcast on Israel, the Middle East, and what is happening there, and where it's headed based on the Word of God. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. We need to understand we're faced with right now, the absolute imminent collapse of the financial market in America. The financial market is not as sturdy as some would like to believe. I'm looking at an article. I'm going to hit some headlines, about 6 or 8 or 10 headlines, and then we'll talk about them. Regulators announced closure of New York's Signature Bank, which held significant crypto stakes. U.S. regulators on Sunday announced that they were intervening to close Signature Bank, making the second U.S. bank to fail in days apart and the third largest bank failure in the U.S. history. The bank said at the time that it would be shrinking its $17.79 billion in cryptocurrency and related deposits by $8 billion to reduce the risk in a challenging cryptocurrency environment. Let me just do a little parenthetical footnote. You realize and you recognize, and perhaps you've heard me say on this broadcast, that the Biden administration plans on introducing the federal cryptocurrency. FedCoin. They've come up with two or three other potential names, but it's FedCoin. They've got to crush the cryptocurrency market in America in order for the FedCoin to dominate the marketplace with its money tracing, ID tracing, the American tracing monetary system. With the FedCoin, it will be on electronic handheld devices. You will no longer have greenbacks. You'll no longer have coins and currency. It'll all be on your held hand devices, where you have the federal government watching and tracking and trailing, even if you buy a stick of bubblegum, who you bought it from, where you bought it, and how much you paid for it. It will be the world's greatest tracking device that's ever been, conceived by man. But the regulators now are closing banks. Why all of a sudden do you think that's happening? Many of these banks, ladies and gentlemen, have a major, major, major holding of cryptocurrency, and it's Janet Yellen and the Federal Reserve System that's doing that to bring in, to usher in the total control of your money and my money based on the electronic currency that's introduced. In fact, in New York State, several of the organizations have already introduced, and they're running trial runs on it. There's about 120 banks in America that's already been utilizing the Fed coin to get it started. Keep in mind, this is mirroring what took place in China in 2014 when the Chinese government set in place the yuan, which put in on the fast track the currency that is now full-fledged used in China. That is using it electronically so they can track people, trace people, and know what's happening with all of the people in the nation of China. And American politicians seemingly are absolutely unrestrained in their desire to do the same thing that's done in China. Here's another headline. Morgan Stanley warns investors to sell stock. Morgan Stanley's top investment officer is advising investors to sell any rebounds in stock prices that may follow regulatory support measures after the collapse of Silicon Bank last week. We suggest selling any stock on the government intervention to quell the immediate liquidity crisis at the SVB and other institutions until we make new bear market lows at a minimum. Further, ladies and gentlemen, I want to give you just very fast here several of the headlines about what is happening in the banking market, the monetary market. Here's another headline. Bank with over $176 billion in deposits shows very ominous signs. Shares of the First Republic Bank plunged more than 60% in the pre-market trading on March the 13th, despite the lender reassuring customers that their deposits are safe and amid concerns surrounding the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Banks. Ladies and gentlemen, another headline. Observers melt down after major bank collapses overnight. Observers of the Silicon Valley and the tech sector melted down Friday following the sudden collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank after its stock crashed on Thursday. Federal regulators shut down Silicon Bank Friday after its stock prices collapsed. Customers began the bank run following the financial institution's disclosure of a $1.8 billion loss of assets in the sales due to high interest rates. Ladies and gentlemen, the backstory of that is the federal government, the past several years, have required the federal institutions to borrow money at the federal window of the Federal Reserve. Every bank that borrows money at the federal window of the Federal Reserve were required to buy bonds, federal bonds, at 1 to 1.5%. Many of these banks have hundreds of billions of dollars in those bonds. And today, with the interest rate going up, They have increased the interest rate 11 times over the past 18 months. With interest rates going up, it makes these bonds with 1.5% look like peanuts. They're nothing. So the banks have much of their funds tied up in that, cannot meet the Federal Reserve cash needed on a daily closure basis. As a result of that, the SVB bank dumped all of its worthless bonds. That's 1.5%. When that happened, it caused an implosion financially. And Janet Yellen has been the one that's the promulgator pushing these federal banks to institute not equality, but equity. In fact, one of the major billionaires in America said the SUV bank was run by idiots. Idiots. And the question was asked, what do you mean? Well, because of Janet Yellen's push for them to do so, all whites were out, if you please. No such thing as having a white man, a white woman working. In fact, the only person in the bank was one person that had a banking background. Everybody else came out of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, those transsexuals, et cetera, all the perverts and the pedophiles were allowed to and pushed to work in the bank. How can you run a bank on that basis? And yet that's what they've been attempting to do, push through the Federal Reserve and the federal governments, Janet Yellen and the Treasury Department. Here's another headline. J.P. Morgan's Diamond, that is Jamie Dimon, cautions on global economy. The big bank executive warned, listen, the big bank executive warned of an economic hurricane that's brewing. And he goes on to talk about that. Diamond warned last month of an economic hurricane was on the horizon. In fact, he said, we're not going to have a soft landing, but a crash landing in the fourth quarter of this year. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that might sound horrific in talking about it. Many are being silent about it. You hear very little of this on the talking heads on ABC, NBC, CBS, and the Communist Network News. They're not discussing this. They simply do not want the world to know what is happening. But ladies and gentlemen, this is taking place. Whether we want to admit it or not, we need to recognize it. And I say it all from the conservative Christian patriotic standpoint that we need to prepare. Go back to Genesis, the 37th chapter and following, studying the life of Joseph. When Joseph was thrown in the pit, sold as a slave, went into Egypt then as being left out of Egypt, going into another nation as a slave, he went from the pit to prison to the ultimate pinnacle of being the prime minister of the nation. And God used him to recognize that famine was coming. And so God used Joseph to set up a system by way of preparing, putting aside wheat, grain, et cetera, corn for the famine days to have preparation for it. So I'm saying all of this today for us to recognize what God is doing, and we need to be prepared for it. As Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 33:10, how should we then live? And my answer to that is, for Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we need to plan, we need to prepare, we need to pray, but we don't need to panic. We need to recognize what God is doing. Here's another headline. Financial crisis averted. Feds tell depositors at failed bank, you'll get your money. Ladies and gentlemen, the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, was set up in 1933 after the Great Depression for the very purpose of preventing depositors from losing their money. But the FDIC will cover up to only $250,000. It's discovered in the Silicon Valley Bank that some had several hundred billion dollars in the bank, and certainly it's not covering the FDIC. But what did the federal government do? They quickly set up another organization that will now say to the people, we're going to ensure, we're going to guarantee that you get all of your money, regardless of how much you have in there. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility. Hear me, it's an impossibility. The FDIC has about $125 billion on hand as a reserve to take care of failed banks. $125 billion will not cover the hundreds of trillions of dollars that stands to be lost as we see the banks closing and imploding in America. Tucker Carlson says on this another article, Tucker Carlson reacts to the second biggest bank failure in American history. Fox News host Tucker Carlson said Friday that the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank was similar to the bank run from 1929 and the collapse of a cryptocurrency exchange by FTX. Ladies and gentlemen, this article says some of the biggest banks in the country, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, Morgan Stanley, collectively lost more than $50 billion in the marketplace in just one day. It was a quick hit, they said. On the other hand, those banks still exist, Carlson added. You can't say that Silicon Valley Bank, as of this morning, Silicon Valley Bank, or SVB, has gone under completely. That makes the second biggest bank failure in the history of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go further with this discussion today. We want to hear your input, your comments, your dialogue and discussion. Love to have your questions that we might answer them as best we possibly can and set us at ease as Christians, conservatives, and patriots as to what God would have us to do. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes. I'd like to start with, by saying that I am not running for office, not looking for a job, or selling anything. Also that a lot of what I have to say is from actual personal interaction with the candidates or elected officials I get to know in person. So it's one-to-one, face-to-face. So I've just started to talk about the January 6th, not yet.
We haven't touched on that yet. We're going to talk about that. But if you want to bring up some subjects or thoughts on that, we can intermingle that with the balance of our conversation. Be perfectly all right.
All I have to say is that the videos should be released to the public, period. And that McCarthy did not release the videos because he wanted to. He was forced to by Gates and Marjorie Taylor Greene. And Trump is saying, yeah, the prisoners should be released, but too little, too late. He could have said it 2 years ago. They need to be released now. And then those that
Derby, if I can jump in for a moment, you're exactly right. Let me add a little parenthetical footnote to your statement. The 41,000 hours, and by the way, for almost three years now, the feds, including Sleepy Joe Biden, which is totally incompetent, which is going to cause the crash, the caving in of the financial market, the destruction of America because of his inept inability to lead America from the president's Oval Office. But going back to the what is taking place with the January 6th hearings. In fact, with that January 6th committee, now they're admitting, even the chairman of the committee, that the committee never looked at even 1 minute of video footage. All they saw was what was presented to them, which was created by Nancy Pelosi's theatrical former person with the ABC News that created a video for them, and they got to see only what Nancy Pelosi wanted them to see. But going back to the video footage, it wasn't 14,000 hours of video footage that they'd been abounding about for about 3 years. It was 41,000 hours, cumulative hours, of video footage that shows that everything the feds have said, everything that the government has done, everything that Nancy Pelosi claimed was an absolutely farcical lie. It is where we find federal corruption at the apex of the corruption in America. And when it comes to the video footage being released, I'm in agreement with you. Kevin McCarthy didn't want to, but the pressure came from within to do so. And now what is it, 3 weeks later, he has said he's releasing the video footage. Listen, the video footage is being released to every news outlet. But yet we have zip zero, none of the news outlets that's willing to show it because it will be in contradiction to what they've been saying and parroting for 3 years. So they're not going to show it. But it has been authorized to be released to every news outlet in America. But fortunately for us, it is the Tucker Carlson Show that's been brave enough to show what is taking place and the truth of it. And as a result of that, we see people have been persecuted, prosecuted, and hundreds of men still in prison as a result of being accused but not given the speedy trial that's required constitutionally. And as a result of that, I'm praying that the Republican Party in full will grow a spine and demand these political prisoners be released. That's my take on it. What do you say to that?
Well, I do not want to hear about corruption and dictators in Latin America or elsewhere. We have that here right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it is so sad that even Ted Cruz, who calls himself a conservative, called it an insurrection. And concerning Newsmax, they say, help us to not be blocked by DirecTV and AT&T. But heck, what did they do when Trump was alleging voter fraud? They didn't help Trump. So why should I help Newsmax when Newsmax didn't help Trump when they should have? So Newsmax is no better.
What we're finding is these news organizations are running petrified of big tech and Big Brother somehow undermining them or deplatforming them, and so that keeps them from telling the truth. Just as we find the political spectrum, whether it be the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party or the Rhino Republican Party, in either case, they're going to simply parrot and say what they feel is going to get votes for them that will cover themselves with the deception that's been taking place for many, many, many years. Unfortunately, we do not have either party that will have a backbone to tell the truth and stand on our Constitution, and yet they are sworn into office by swearing an oath to defend and uphold our Constitution.
Yes, and even Tucker Carlson is not showing any more new videos. He was told to stop it, and he did. Even though he's doing well, but he could keep on showing more and more. That is not happening.
Well, they've been trying to get Tucker off there now for years. In fact, they've just about canceled the big box and big stores and the big organizations. Financiers in America have withdrawn all of their ads on the Tucker Show to try their best to get it taken off the air. And I'm praying that the few, elements, residuum of, truth that's in Fox News will stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen, and not bow to the public demands to take Tucker off the air.
Okay, my next topic will be election reform. I am tired of hearing about immigration reform. No, all we need to do is to enforce the law. excuse me. Concerning election reform, we need a national system that is fraud-proof. If it isn't fraud-proof nationwide, then the selected states or counties will continue to cheat. So we will never have an honest election until we have a national election proof.
Derby, I'm in agreement with that. We got about 20 seconds before we have the top of the hour news. If you don't mind, hang on, and right after the top of the hour news, we'll come back and continue our dialogue and discussion about these issues that I believe are vital today for us to understand, especially as conservatives, Christians, and patriots, that we might understand what is taking place. So hang in there. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.